raising a family to raising almonds. There are many moments in life when having a partner makes everything easier. At Wilbur Ellis, we believe almond bloom is one of those moments. We know a strong bloom is what sets you up for a successful year. That's why when you work with us, you don't just get one partner. You get access to a team of industry-leading experts who bring you real-time answers that can boost your yield and your bottom line. We've also got innovative adjuvants like Embracier that elevate the performance and effectiveness of fungicides, insecticides, and miticides by making sure you get even coverage throughout your orchard. So don't face almond bloom without a partner. Plan for a more successful harvest by teaming up with Wilbur Ellis, because you're never alone when you have the power of we. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis representative today to see what the power of we can do for you.
The Spirit of Paso Robles restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822. 8822.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838. 239-3838. North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business. Tree of Life is holding an open house to show their appreciation of your support for their mission. This Saturday, October 11th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Tree of Life in Atascadero. Get a tour of the office and their abortion recovery center. There will be snacks, giveaways, and staff will be there to answer questions and to fill everyone in on the exciting things happening at Tree of Life. Tree of Life open house this Saturday, October 11th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 7730 Morro Road, Suite 106 in Atascadero.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, October 10th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles School District Facility wins State Spotlight on Excellence Award. Templeton Women's Charitable Club expands scholarship program. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds early, then sunny skies. Highs in the upper 70s. It's 54 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup security. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazing Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District announced that the Marie Bauer Early Education Center has been awarded with the 2025 California Early Childhood Special Education Spotlight on Excellence Award. The district says this recognizes Marie Bauer's innovative, inclusive model of early education, which integrates special education services directly into its classrooms. Serving children ages 2 to 5, Marie Bauer is a play-based, hands-on learning environment committed to meeting each child where they are. The district says parents describe the program as a magical space where co-teaching teams and intentional instruction help students thrive. The award affirms Marie Bauer as a statewide model for high-quality, inclusive early learning and a shining example of how PRGUSD schools are building strong foundations. Templeton Women's Charitable Club expands scholarship program. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:09.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:10. The Templeton Women's Charitable Club, or TWCC, has expanded their annual scholarship program. TWCC says they will award three $2,500 scholarships to graduating seniors from Templeton High School or Templeton Independent Study High School beginning in 2026, an increase from the two scholarships previously awarded. Founded in 1913, TWCC is a nonprofit organization dedicated to improving the lives of others in northern San Luis Obispo County. The club provides a forum for women throughout North County to identify and support local charities and best address the community's needs. The community is invited to join TWCC for its upcoming clothing swap on November 20th. This event encourages women to refresh their wardrobes while supporting local charitable projects. For more information about membership or upcoming events, you can visit TempletonWomen'sClub.org. Tomorrow is Pioneer Day for Paso Robles, with the parade starting at 10 a.m. on Spring Street and ending in the downtown City Park. Prior to the parade start will be the Children's Pet Show at 8 a.m. in the City Park gazebo and the Little Cowboy and Cowgirl contests at 8:15. The parade will feature antique vehicles, marching bands, youth groups, military vehicles, fire engines, and more. Following the parade will be the annual Bean Feed, Whiskerino Contest, and Horseshoe Pitching Contest in the downtown City Park. At the Paso Robles Event Center will be the second annual Pioneer Day Games. Road closures for Pioneer Day start at 4 a.m. Saturday and will last until about 2 p.m. The following roads will be closed: Spring Street from 10th to 21st Street, Park and Pine Street from 11th to 16th Street, 21st, 16th, 13th, and 12th Street from Spring Street to Riverside Avenue, 16th to 21st Street, will all be closed from Oak to Park Street, acting as staging areas. Templeton Founders Day returns Saturday, November 1st from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Founders Day is hosted by the Templeton Historical Museum and celebrates the arrival of the first passenger train in Templeton in 1886. Each year since 2006, Founders Day has grown and added new activities and exhibits, along with some returning. Here's Laura Brooks, chairperson of the Templeton Historical Museum, on some of the activities you can enjoy this Founders Day.
Of course, we have the little 4-H's sponsoring a petting zoo, and next to it, we have a roping section where kids or adults can practice roping, you know, fake steers. And so that's going to be fun and really interactive. And another thing we've added is in the blacksmith shop, we're going to have a little pounding station, if you will. And that's where kids and adults can come and they can practice pounding metal into bracelets or bookmarks or whatever they want to do. So it's sort of like a preview of what it's like to be a blacksmith.
Founders Day also includes the display of historical antique tractors, vehicles, railroad artifacts, and hidden machinery in operation. Also present will be the Salinan Tribe. Here's Steve Vise, Secretary of the Historical Museum, on that, as well as some of the free food offered for this Founders Day.
They're going to be setting up a booth, and they're going to have their little artifacts, and they'll tell you a little bit of Salinan history, which is very cool. We're also going to have a wandering barbershop quartet walking around. We're going to be having popcorn, and we're going to be passing out pies and cakes and coffee and chocolate.
Templeton's Founders Day, again, starts on Saturday, November 1st, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. In sports, Major League Baseball for the Division Series. Yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Phillies 2-1, winning their series 3-1. The Cubs shut out the Brewers 6-0. Their series is tied 2-2 now. Today, the Tigers will face the Mariners, and tomorrow, the Cubs will go against the Brewers. In high school football, tonight, Paso Robles will travel to St. Joseph. Atascadero will host Pioneer Valley. Templeton will host Morro Bay, Mission Prep will travel to Crothers, and San Luis Obispo will host Rigetti. In the NFL, KPRL will have a triple header on Sunday with the Cowboys against the Panthers, then the Raiders versus the Titans, and finally the Lions against the Chiefs. Also on Sunday, the Chargers will face the Dolphins, the Rams will go against the Ravens, and the 49ers will face the Buccaneers. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15. California News coming up next.
At Davis Body Shop, we receive many letters and emails and pay attention to what our customers have to say about our service. We realize that it's a stressful time after an accident, so our emphasis at Davis Body Shop is not only on the repair of your vehicle, but on the service and attention we provide from the minute you work with our professional staff. Here's what Adrienne had to say.
I found Davis Body Shop and Eric in particular to be very helpful and professional. They kept me informed throughout the process, through emails and phone calls, and went above and beyond what they said they would do. They also were very quick and had my car back to me ahead of schedule. I'm very pleased with the whole experience. Thank you, Davis Body Shop.
Davis Body Shop, the auto collision specialist that you can trust on El Camino Real in Atascadero, with a convenient enterprise car rental facility on site. And Davis Body Shop at Paso Robles Chevrolet.
California headline news. A man who lost his home in the Palisades wildfire is reacting to the arrest of a suspect.
I believe he's just the first piece of a huge puzzle that needs to be put together.
A new report concludes that a fire set by Jonathan Rinderneck smoldered for a week after firefighters thought they'd put it out before powerful winds reignited the flames. Former Republican Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger speaking out against Prop 50, the measure to redraw legislative district maps here to benefit Democrats. Schwarzenegger notes it may not be as temporary as supporters promise.
The politicians are going out there and saying, this is just temporary. Have you ever seen a government program that's temporary?
Nearly two decades ago, Schwarzenegger backed the creation of the state's current Citizens Redistricting Commission. And for the second year in a row, the L.A. Dodgers are headed to the National League Championship Series, beating the Phillies last night in extra innings at Dodger Stadium. They'll face either the Cubs or the Brewers in Game 1 on Monday. I'm John Gilliland, California Headline News.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With a message for everyone paying big wireless way too much. Please, for the love of everything good in this world, stop. With Mint, you can get premium wireless for just $15 a month. Of course, if you enjoy overpaying, no judgments, but that's weird. Okay, one judgment.
Visit mintmobile.com/radio.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. Default terms at mintmobile.com.
Greatness is here. All 830 of our famous footwear stores now carry Jordan brand. So it's easy to score Jordan brand footwear and accessories, from hats to backpacks to socks, for the full family at a store near you. Famous Footwear's in-store fit experts will help you find the perfect style and the perfect fit. Because every day is a chance to make it famous. Come in and shop Jordan brand footwear and accessories at your local Famous Footwear store today.
Lindsay from Cajon's Jewelry Company here. Curious about lab-grown diamonds? They were first created in the 1950s, but they didn't come to the retail jewelry market until about 15 years ago. However, the labs couldn't produce top-quality diamonds, and prices were barely less than natural stones, so it made very little sense to purchase them back then. Over the last decade, however, the technology has greatly improved and prices have dropped. As far as value, 5 years ago, lab-grown diamonds were half the price of natural diamonds. Currently, they are 90% less than the price of their natural counterpart. A common question we are asked is, will lab-grown diamonds continue to drop in value? While natural diamonds have maintained their value over the centuries, lab-grown diamonds have dropped in value in a short amount of time. Our recommendation is to be aware that prices could continue to drop and to make an informed decision. For more frequently asked questions regarding lab-grown versus natural diamonds, visit us at cajons.com. And as always, our team of 10 amazing people are here at 5255 El Camino Real in Atascadero to answer all of your questions.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Durenter of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. With Congress unable to broker an agreement to keep the government funded last week, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has furloughed 42,000 of its employees, or about 50%. USDA will continue operations relating to some farm loan and conservation programs, core nutrition safety net programs, essential food safety operations, preparing and responding to wildland fires, and animal and plant health emergency programs such as New World Screwworm. Operations most likely to cease include payment processing, disaster assistance, technical assistance, regulatory-related travel and training, trade negotiations, timber sales, and long-term research studies. Many state and local offices across multiple agencies have closed, including most Farm Service Agency offices and several congressional district offices. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic is brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton, 434-3276. Clouds this morning giving way to sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. A few clouds tonight with lows right around 50, north-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clouds early tomorrow, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, sunny on Tuesday with a 95% chance of showers early, partly cloudy on Wednesday, mostly sunny on Thursday and Friday next week. Upper 70s Sunday, mid-70s on Monday, low 60s Tuesday, upper 60s on Wednesday, low 70s Thursday, 72 a week from today. Currently, it is 54 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 722.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's buying and early trading on Wall Street, where the NASDAQ is at an intraday high. Warner Brothers, PepsiCo, and Intel among the top gainers. Levi's shares are lower despite exceeding third quarter earnings and revenue estimates.
They can't keep raising prices to get around the tariffs. They source a lot from Southeast Asia, and they're assuming a 20% tariff in their estimate. So it's baked in, but it's hitting their margins. And that's overshadowing those stronger sales. 16% increase in online sales, that's pretty good.
Fox's Lauren Simonetti. Gold pushes back up above $4,000 on track for its eighth straight weekly gain. Lifted by political and economic uncertainty and growing expectations of more U.S. rate cuts. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
If your cash is sitting in a savings account, it's at risk. Old school advice says save more, but today the strategy is broken. When inflation spikes, they print money or cut rates, your dollar shrinks. So do your savings. The solution? Own something real. Physical gold and silver. When the dollar drops, gold and silver prices rise. And with Noble Gold, owning gold is simple. Just visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and chat with a specialist. The knowledge is free. The protection is priceless. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your financial advisor before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Rich London, the mattress specialist in Paso Robles. Rumor has it you just received the first of many new shipments.
I got over 50 pieces last weekend. They are everywhere. You walk in the store, you're going to see it stacked almost to the ceiling. I've got stuff all over, and I need to move it because I have new stuff coming in as well. So come on in as soon as you can and save a lot of money.
The mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online. DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
I'm Dr. Brad Dick, chiropractor. Chronic low back pain has no single cause. The way you sit, stand, or move can make matters worse. Learn to identify and break bad habits which may lead to chronic pain. I am a specialist in relieving pain and improving your body's physical function. Spinal adjustments help a joint recover its range of motion and relieve pain. Call Brad Dick Chiropractic at 238-6004. Located at 1020 17th Street, across from Blake's True Value Hardware.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental on El Camino Real at Tascadero. 238-5755, which you can text at 238-KPRL to join us on the Friday edition on The Right Choice. Open Mic Friday, Darcy Stebbins and Kenny Eddy this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, and have at it and some fun on that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you know how it's supposed to work. Whatever may be on your minds or change at any time, that's just the way freedom of speech is designed to go, go, go. You may have heard this. I did yesterday because my ears perked up, that Pope Leo, he is urging U.S. bishops to speak about Trump's immigration crackdown. And he has gone around, he's put his words out. And remember, Leo, who was born in Chicago and is also a citizen of Peru, hasn't spoken much about the U.S. politics since being named the leader of the Catholic Church, but recently pointed out what he sees as contradictions and debates and so forth and so on. But he, him and other Catholic leaders around the world have denounced the Trump administration's crackdown, which he says splits up families, incites fears, and upended life in American churches and schools that serve migrant communities. We're talking about illegal people here, Pope. And by the way, just so the Pope should be reminded, that is the Vatican. The Vatican is a walled city enclave within Rome with a border, and it maintains a strict international border at its entrances. Hi, good morning. You know, this was an issue probably about 15, 20 years ago when the, I think the bishop down in Southern California was against some rules and regulations and laws regarding illegals coming into the through the southern border in, you know, Los Angeles. And came to be that, well, one of the, his main concerns was because the these people generally were Catholic, and what did they do? They supported the Catholic Church, so that was through money. Through money. All right. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. I watched that playoff game last night, and I got to say nobody won that game. The team lost it.
I watched till the 10th inning because I got to go to bed, but I did see the highlights of the final play, and it was just, I don't know why the guy didn't throw to first base.
I think the announcer had it right. He said he brought him in the last, in the 11th inning. He probably didn't know how many outs there were. Only thing that makes any sense. And why would he, otherwise he would have gone to first, you're right.
I don't know, because, you know, once in a while players do forget how many outs there are, but considering right. Considering the importance and the moment, that's kind of hard to believe. He freaked out, and, you know, I noticed in the highlights that right away, as he's walking off the field, his manager went up to him and put his arm around him and was talking to him for a little bit, trying to console him.
Yeah, he's got to feel pretty awful today.
Yeah, you know, anybody would. I mean, you know, even if you don't like the opposing team, I guess there's a point when you have a little bit humanity in you, and you you do feel a little bad. It's easier to feel bad, especially if your team won.
Yeah. Just I didn't think the Dodgers were going to get this far. I didn't think they had it this year, but they're scratching it out.
Well, that kid that came in, the Japanese relief pitcher, man, he was on.
He went nine outs. Nobody got on.
Yeah, he did a phenomenal job. And again, as I point out a lot when I'm watching the game with Linda, I said, look at the guy, look at the eyes on this guy, because some of the pitchers in these playoffs, they were so locked in mentally. It was pretty amazing to watch, and you can almost, you know, sit there and say, nobody's going to touch this guy. Nobody.
Well, I'm glad they finally found someone to come in from the bullpen and not go it away like they did on the third night.
Well, you know, it's sports, so that stuff happens from time to time. But
I know that.
Hey, 2-1, and there have been some pretty exciting playoff games this year.
Yeah, I was surprised how good Toronto looked.
Well, they were playing the Yankees, so most teams can look good against the Yankees.
You're being bad against your old boys there, Kevin.
Well, I'm being realistic.
Well, that's true. That's fair.
I mean, they got a shortstop that struck out 10 times in 14 at-bats.
Look how many times Ohtani struck out. He's not doing anything. He's got a couple big hits, but other than that, he strikes out.
He'll be fine.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Yeah.
Well, you got any thoughts for who's going to take it?
No, because I think all the teams are pretty evenly matched. You know, nothing, you know, it's...
Yeah, it's kind of like football. It's like any given day anybody could win.
Well, except what they have, you know, now we're going into the best of seven. I mean, there's still the one series left, but you know, have that. But I don't see one dominant team out there.
No, nobody looks like they're going to run away with it. I don't disagree.
Yeah. So it's just, you know, at this point, just want to see some good games.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Okay, good to get your input.
And also, obviously, the main thing for me is as long as the Dodgers don't win.
It's like you're anybody but them kind of guy, huh?
Yes. There's only... now, if the Dodgers and Mets were playing, I would have a dilemma.
Well, I'm kind of like you. I'm kind of like anybody but the Giants or the Yankees when they play.
Yeah, I mean, that's you know, that's... That's one of the things we love about sports, man, is silly stuff like that.
Well, you know, it's the Dodgers can have a bad year or the Giants can have a bad year, but as long as they beat the other team, they're happy.
Well, I'm the same. Matter of fact, I texted my brother because my nephew was at the game on Wednesday night, and I said, well, I said at least the Mets didn't get into the playoffs. So that's what matters.
You don't
most.
Like the Mets, obviously.
No, I mean this in capital letters. I hate the Mets.
And that is because?
I have no rational thought of why I hate them so much. I just hate them.
Well, okay, then. I guess you don't have to have a reason.
No, it's just, I think it's embedded in you if you grow up a certain fan, and then you have, you know, in the case of, you know, like you, you guys in the Giants, and it's the same thing in New York. If you're a Giant, if you're a Yankee fan, or you can't, I mean, you just automatically, I think it's in your DNA that you have to hate the Mets.
Well, I think we feel the same way about the Giants here, especially, you know, I watched that, I watched Marshall Bean Roseboro live on TV that one night years ago, and it's been kind of like just kind of it made that indelible into my system.
Well, that was, you know, can you imagine if that happened now?
Oh, he'd probably be banned for life.
Yeah, I think so. Because, you know, I mean, he hit him over the head with a bat and he's bleeding and stuff, and yeah.
And all because he threw the ball back a little too close to his ear.
Well, it was a different...
That's the story, anyway.
Different times.
Right, right. Yeah, he was a hothead, and had to say he was a hothead Latino, if you can say that without being racist.
Yeah, but he was a hell of a pitcher.
He was a good pitcher. That big kick he had, you never knew when the ball was going to come out of his arm.
He won more games as a starting pitcher in the 1960s than any other pitcher.
Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, that was the year when the Giants had people like, what was the name of the guy who just, McCovey, who owned Drysdale.
Well, they also had...
and the Alou brothers.
They had, yeah, for a short time, the Alou brothers, but they also had Jim Ray Hart.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had pretty good, obviously pretty good team, because they made it to the 62 World Series.
Right, right. Well, that's enough baseball for today. I guess they have to wait until next week to see how they're going to do against whoever they play.
Yeah, we'll find out, tonight?
Tonight, the Cubs against the
Brewers.
The Brewers, and that's a couple of teams out of nowhere.
The what?
A couple of teams out of nowhere, the Cubs and the Brewers.
Well, the Brewers have been good all year, and then the Cubs had a fight to get back in it, and they did the last 6 weeks of the season, so they did a good job.
But they're not known for being in the playoffs as a rule.
Well, they're the Cubs. I mean,
yeah, well, they're both teams, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, come on.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we'll see what happens. Good chatting.
All right, thanks.
Have a good weekend.
You too. 238-577-5238-KPRL. Other than that, and yeah, so anyway, yes, the Vatican has borders, and it maintains a strict international border at its entrance. And apparently the Pope Leo, born and raised here in the United States for the most part, he doesn't like what President Trump and the administration is doing on the crackdown on illegals, and many of them are criminals. Well, they all have broken the law, so we know that. So, you know, I did a little research on this, and it seems in the last 10 or 15 years since the Catholic Church, and by the way, before any of you go crazy, born and raised a Catholic, entire family, everybody, brother and sister, my dad, uncles all went to Catholic schools. My brother and dad went to Catholic colleges and so forth and so on. So don't even start on this. But there are reasons why the Catholic Church has been losing some of its flock, so to speak. But let's go to... And part of it is, not all of it, but part of it is the political decisions that have come out of the Vatican that many Catholics are have not been happy about. And so, therefore, I don't know if this is going to help at all. Now, some of the other reasons are just the, in general, in the United States, all religions have lost many parishioners. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to have a comment on Prop 50.
Sure, go ahead.
So, I was just reading this last night about the 30 county officials from California, and their biggest concerns are, when we look at it, implementation, cost, voter confusion, but I haven't been able to find where these county officials are from. They're election officials, county clerks, auditors. Have you heard anything about that? And I can take your answer off there.
No, I haven't. So what are your thoughts on Prop 50 in general?
Oh, I think it's horrible. I do. I'm very much no on 50. I think it did or has created a lot of confusion, a big waste of money. And, you know, the motivation is not there. I mean, obviously, their motivation is for Gavin Newsom to really kick off his presidential campaign. And, you know, it's just there are the core concerns. And what I didn't understand from these officials or comments these officials have made is, yes, the implementation of this before midterms. Mm-hmm. For some of these larger counties, I would think implementing this, and not even larger counties with heavy populations, you could be into Northern California with small populations, trying to implement this would be very costly, very difficult, with smaller staff. I'm not sure what you may think on this.
Well, one is, you know, when it comes to cost, the politicians, for the most case, don't give a damn about the cost.
Correct.
They don't. I mean, they talk about the money, but they still misuse it and so forth and so on. The other is there's great concern, particularly in many of the rural counties in what is referred to Northern California. And I'm talking when you start to go northeast.
Yes, very small counties.
Well, very small counties, but very conservative counties. And, you know, when you look at Tuolumne and Shasta County, Siskiyou County and so forth and so on, and a couple of others, and there are several that would be drawn into the San Francisco lines. And those areas are 85-90% registered Republicans. So they will have absolutely no representation.
Yeah, including majority of the Eastern Sierras, with the exception of Lake Tahoe, which is its own little microcosm of liberals, but when you take the rest of that whole Sierra, Eastern Sierra range, all the way down into Ridgecrest and beyond, yeah, it's mostly conservative, and it is difficult to implement many of the election. I'm going to say any of these election. I'm searching for the word. You know, they want to implement these, and it takes time. A lot of these smaller counties, they don't have the staff.
Well, here's something, and I'm guessing, because we've had this conversation about Prop 50, that a lot of people in general don't even know what it's about and the importance of the redistricting, but they may forget, too, is that the right now the California lawmakers do not have the power to redistrict. If you remember, again, if people remember,
that
the voters took away that power in 2008 and 2010 through a pair of initiatives. That's how we have this state's current independent redistricting commission. And so, if people want to give it to the politicians, they're out of their minds.
you're saying that, you're preaching to the choir here. It's confusion. It's rapid confusion. I just wanted to hear your thoughts and if you had heard anything about these county officials and where those counties are. If you do, hear about that, I'll be interested to. I'll be listening and tomorrow morning and for the rest of the morning as well.
Okay. Well, tomorrow morning it'll be Saturday morning, and
I should say Monday.
Well, Monday's a different thing too because it's an Indigenous People Day.
Oh, my goodness, Kevin! What will we do? What will we do?
Well,
You know what? If I come across that, I will give a call. I will definitely give a shout out.
Well, you know what? I bet there's someone this afternoon between 12:30 and 2 that can probably help you with that answer.
You know what? If I get the chance, I'll listen up and give a call.
Okay, do so, and let us know if you find out before she tells us.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Kevin. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Now, somebody emailed me here and says, Trump changed it back to Columbus Day. I don't know if that's right or not, but anyway, thanks, and maybe if I think about it, but I've kind of gotten a little thrill calling it Indigenous People Day. If the reason... would be the same reason why I can't tell you why I hate the Mets and the Dodgers so much. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Tomorrow is Pioneer Day for Paso Robles, with the parade starting at 10 a.m. on Spring Street and ending in the downtown City Park. Prior to the parade start will be the Children's Pet Show at 8 a.m. in the downtown City Park gazebo and the Little Cowboy and Cowgirl contests at 8:15. After the parade will be Pioneer Day games at the Event Center and the Whiskerino contest and annual bean feed in the City Park. Templeton Founders Day returns Saturday, November 1st from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Founders Day is hosted by the Templeton Historical Museum, featuring games, activities, free cake and pie, blacksmithing demonstrations, antique vehicles, hit-and-miss machinery in operation, Saline and Tribe history, and fun for the entire family. Attendance is free. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s. It's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News. I'm Therese Crowley. The peace clock is ticking in Gaza. Israeli troops have withdrawn to start the 72-hour clock for Hamas to release all the hostages, with dramatic pictures along the Mediterranean of Gaza residents going home.
This ceasefire is in effect and is working. People feeling it's safe enough, Palestinians, to walk north. Many of them heading back to their homes after being displaced by 2 years of warfare. Making the walk north with the Mediterranean on their left.
And the peace deal's broker, President Trump, heads to Israel Sunday with 200 U.S. troops as international monitors. The Nobel Peace Prize goes to Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado. White House Communications Office says the Nobel Committee proved they place politics over peace. President Trump visiting Walter Reed Medical Center today for a twice-yearly checkup. America's listening to Fox News.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadowrun Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadowrun is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
From Paso Robles wineries to Atascadero's storefronts, the right display transforms your property into a holiday destination. Guests stay longer, spend more, and share in the experience. The holidays aren't just about light. They're about memories those lights create for your guests. I'm Aaron King with Slow Holiday Lights. We provide a red carpet holiday service so your business can shine without the stress. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. This season, roll out the red carpet for your guests and make your business the place that everyone remembers. Look us up at Slow Holiday Lights. That's Slow Holiday Lights.
Michael's Optical is now exclusively in Atascadero, owned and operated by the same family who founded Michael's in 1979. Michael and Kathy Nutt, thank you for all the support you have given them over the years. Glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. At their Atascadero location, there's fast quality eyewear, convenient parking, as well as special Saturday hours from 10 to 4. At Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast quality eyewear, custom adjustments, repairs, and one-of-a-kind personal service that you won't find anywhere else. Take advantage of our VIP savings and ask about exclusive pricing on eyewear and lenses. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Little Darling. Brought to you by, Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Sunshine later on today. Highs in the upper 70s. For the most part, clear tonight and overnight. Lows in the low to mid 40s. And we'll have a pretty nice Pioneer Day. Mid 70s, upper 70s Sunday. Low 60s. Clouds on Monday. 80% chance of rain. Low 60s Tuesday. Partly cloudy, upper 60s Wednesday. Sunshine 70 Thursday, mid-70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 6. Up and down, 7.06 a.m., 6.35 p.m. We are at 55 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Community calendar at 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, of course, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. The Templeton's Women's Club has voted to expand its annual scholarship program. Chris mentioned that on that, but they have a PSA in here. So if you think about helping them out to expand this, the Women's Club, charitable donations to help out the youngsters and so forth. And don't forget, they also have an annual spring tee, silent auction, and membership drive in April and so forth, a upcoming clothing swap on November 20th. And so just something to think about as you're planning for the end of the year or the beginning of the year. All right, Off-Ride Moto, Saturday, November 8th. It's a swap meet fundraiser barbecue, event t-shirts and hats, raffle, vintage motorcycle, local motorcycle athletes meet and greet, and also it will be at location is on Germain Way here in Paso Robles. Support local charities, and let's see here. So you have an opportunity if you'd like to be a vendor and participate somehow to get in on this event. The it's free entry into the event, but again, if you'd like to be one of the vendors and so forth and so on, you can text this number to find out more. And that would be 805-610-1741. That's coming up Saturday, November 8th from 9 to 5, Off-Road Moto. 805-610-1741. Reserve your spot now. Community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks community. All right, moving along here. Got to catch up a little bit. Yeah, 7 minutes away from 8. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry as we get closer and closer to that's the holidays. Okay, let's see here. Oh, we all have the Friday, Saturday. Oh, man, there's a lot. All right, here we go. Well, looky here. Mike Ryan leading off. Sherry Matthews, Joshua Moore, Jason Miller, Kelsey Rogat, Jonathan Vaughn, Patricia Spinks, Maria Alvarez, Suzanne Fitzhenry, Valerie Schmitz. Tomorrow we have Hartley Hall, Lexi Swanston, Leonard Sturgis, Stacy Anderson, Jean Marquez, Kenneth Minnis, Tyler Isaacs, Susan Fitzhenry. She's on here twice. How about that? Linda Todd. We also have Donald Hugh. Tom Apkarian's having another birthday. Angela Smith, and then Sunday, Dorothy Hall, Dottie Reef, Tony Mygar, Linda Hendy, Mike Cusson, Dana Williams, Frank Walsh, the one and the only, one of the greats,
One of the greats, Paul Kenny. Also, we have Suzanne Toots Amaral. Paul Parker. Teresa Sullinger is having a birthday. And here he is, the formerly known as the Fat Boy, getting skinnier and skinnier. But I'm seriously concerned about him because he's been using a lot of Facebook time since he went to the Giants game back in June and saw something on the screen. Stephen Bayos, he's having his birthday. Greatly concerned about this. Let's see here. Giuseppe Verdi, 1813-1901. Helen Hayes, the actress, 1900. She passed away in 1993. Ivory Joe Hunter, Since I Met You, Baby, 1914-1974. Thelonious Monk, the jazz guy, 1917-1982. Richard Jackal, he's a good actor. And of course, he's in Dirty Dozen. 1926-1997. Bruce Devlin, golf champ, 1937. Mm-hmm. This guy was so talented, but he didn't give a meh about anything. John Dolooney, Don, at Oklahoma with the Giants, with the Redskins, and so forth. He was a nutcase, but he was talented. Football, 1942-1988. From the Honeycombs, Dennis Diehl, 1943-2005. From Procol Harum, Alan Cartwright, 1945-2021. John Prine, great songwriter, 1946. Gene Tenace, you know him as Gene Tennis. Baseball, 1946. Pete Mihalovich, hockey, 1946. Ben Vereen, the talented dancer and singer and what else, 1946. Nora Roberts, the novelist, 1950. David Lee Roth, 1954. Oh, one of my love monkeys, Tanya Tucker. Yes, indeed, 1958. Also, onward we go. I'm just a little frazzled. Derek McKay, not a bad hoopster, 1966. Hey, Gavin Newsom's having a birthday, everybody. 1967, Brett Favre, QB, 1969. Who else is on the list there? Oh, Dale Earnhardt Jr. He's born in 1974. The Big Bopper, Pat the Bat, Burrell, 1976, hit a lot of home runs, but not a lot of balls. Troy Tulowitzki, what could have been, injured shortstop, 1984. I love this guy. Andrew McCutchen, played with the Pirates, the Giants, and the Yankees. He's just a ball player. I mean, I don't know if he's going to retire ever this year, but I love watching him play. He was born in 1986. All right, passing away on this day, Scott Carpenter, the astronaut, 2013. Christopher Reeve, 2024. William Thomas Jr., you know him as Ote, Buckwheat. He was, he appeared in 93 R Gang films and later worked as a technician in the film industry, which's really eerie. He died of a heart attack at age 49, exactly 46 years to the day that he auditioned for the role of Buckwheat. Eleanor Rigby died on this day in 1939. You know that Paul and John used to hang out at a cemetery and there was tombstones there. It's kind of an interesting story, but she died in 1939 and Father McKenzie or Mr. McKenzie was buried not too far. An American legend. And many of you should be on your knees thanking this gentleman. He passed away this day in 1911. Jack Daniel. Okay, also on the list, who do we have? Alex Karras, who cares, 2012. Yul Brynner died in 1985. Orson Welles, 1985. And Banjo-wise, Eddie Cantor died in 1964. And Mr. Duke, James Buchanan Duke, Tobacco Company and Duke University, he died 1925. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, going to the top of the list is one of my several little females that I call love monkeys. And that would be one of the top, I think, top three in love monkeys. And that would be Tanya Tucker goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all.
The Templeton Women's Charitable Club has expanded their annual scholarship program, awarding three $2,500 scholarships to graduating seniors from Templeton High School or Templeton Independent Study High School, beginning in 2026. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District announced that Marie Bauer Early Education Center has been awarded with the 2025 California Early Childhood Special Education Spotlight on Excellence Award. This recognizes the inclusive, innovative model of Marie Bauer's early education as a statewide model for quality and excellence. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the upper 70s. It's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Tanya Denise Tucker, she is in the Country Music Hall of Fame, and she had a big album that won some awards two or three years ago. I think it was in 2023, and it's a really good song. It's kind of a little bit about her life. It's called The List. Make Me a List. Very, really good song. All right, one more to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.